tell you much. I got drip. Hey guys, welcome back to Faucet Failure. Today we are going to be interviewing students and teachers about how they cope with stress and what stresses them out during their high school day.
Stress is a feeling of emotion or physical tension. It can come from any event or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous. Stress is your body's reaction to a challenge or demand. In short bursts, stress can be positive, such as when it helps you avoid danger or meet a deadline. But when stress lasts for a long time, it may harm your health.
Okay, today we'll be interviewing high school students Dawson, Kaysen, Banks, Emily, and Brianna on what stresses them out and how they cope with their stress. Emily, what stresses you out and how do you cope with it?
One thing that stresses me out is whenever I'm either late to school or work. When it comes to school, one reason that stresses me out being late is because we only have a limited amount of tardies and the consequences can be kind of exaggerated if you're late too many times. And since I do have a longer drive to school, it stresses me out if I'm running late in the mornings. Also, if I'm late to work, just because there's a lot of prep that we have to do for work, and if I'm late, I just hate anything being late when it comes to school or work, even assignments and stuff. So that's one thing that stresses me out. I cope with this by trying to do everything a little bit earlier with assignments, trying to work on stuff throughout the time period before it's due. And when it comes to like arriving places late, I try and cope with that by leaving, giving myself extra time just in case there's traffic or I have to get gas or anything like that.
So I'm here with Brianna right now, and I'm going to ask you what stresses you out.
What stresses me out the most is when I start the day and I don't know what I'm going to do for that day. I like to have things like planned out, and I need to know how I'm going to spend my time so that way I don't get like overwhelmed all of a sudden. So I like to not necessarily write it down, but like go over it in my head and know exactly what all I need to do and be there at what time so that way I don't feel rushed, I guess.
Understandable. Do you think you writing it down helps you cope with how much you have going on throughout the day?
Yeah, because like when you see it throughout the day and you write it down, you can check it off. And like, even if you don't write it down, you check it off in your head, you get to mark it off and it's like, I did that and I finished it.
Is there anything in particular about high school that stresses you out the most?
Yes, all of like the schoolwork. And it seems like as soon as a teacher gives you something, all of the other teachers give you a huge assignment too. So they always give you everything at one time and it's all due at the exact same time. They just don't talk and space things out.
Thank you, Brianna.
You're welcome.
Banks, what stresses you out?
Homework.
And what do you do to cope with that?
I use my friends to cope with it because they help me with classwork.
Is there anything else that stresses you out about senior year?
My mom.
All right, Dawson and Kaysen, what stresses you out the most?
Dawson, you want to take this one?
No, I'll let you take this one first, Kaysen.
All right, well, I think one thing that can be kind of stressful here in the last month of high school is, you know, the future and what we're all going our separate ways, and it can kind of be stressful, you know, maybe we're not going to see each other again, and, you know, there's a lot of decisions personally I still have to make about what I want to do with my life and, like, the future, you know. It can be kind of stressful when you think about it sometimes.
Yeah, but probably what stresses me out the most is the schoolwork, you know, as we're entering this last stretch, finding myself procrastinating to do essays and stuff like that, waiting towards the last minute, and then get kind of stressed out for them. It's not good.
You know, personally, I just kind of put it off, and I don't really want to think about it, but I know it's all going to come crashing down on me here in about a month or so, you know. I'm not really have to decide what I'm doing and where I'm going, and, you know, I don't know. That's kind of how I deal with it.
It's also stressful thinking about college because you're going to be off somewhere without your parents. You've, like, never really done that before. You're going to be in an all-new place, and you're going to have to learn to live there.
And we're all about to make some pretty big decisions that are going to affect the rest of our lives. And that's pretty stressful when you think about it. You know,
it's like, scary, you know?
Like right now, you know, you're making a decision that for the rest of your life, it's going to affect it, what you want to do, and who you want to be. You know, so that can be pretty tough at times to think about. And that really stresses me out. I don't know about you, Dawson, but...
Yeah, that also stresses me out, Kaysen.
So what? So how do you deal with that stress?
How do I deal with it? You know, I just, when I have free time, you know, I just like to hang out with my friends while we're all still together and stuff. Try to just do things that, you know, I get my work done, but then I also want to have some chill time, you know what I'm saying, so that I don't get too stressed out.
Yeah, you know, I definitely
too overworked.
I think my friends do a great job of just keeping me calm. You know, I don't think I would have made it through high school without you guys, man.
Yeah, same, dude.
That's a big one. All right, thanks for having us on, Taylor.
All right, we're here with our teacher, Mr. Zub. Mr. Zub, how do you think high school stresses students out?
Well, I think the competition factor in high school stresses a lot of kids out. Whether it's in sports, whether it's in cheerleading, whether it's in GPAs, it can really run very hard on a lot of students. It's just hard for young adults to deal with all that. And the expectations of parents and people are sometimes way out there. Also, you know, you're dealing with 14 through 18, and you got relationships, you know, people discovering whoever, and that stresses a lot of people out when they see somebody who looks like they're really happy in a relationship. So you got a lot of things on their plate. So that's some of the stuff I think stresses out today's youth.
All right, thank you. Good. Okay, we're here with another teacher, Ms. Chandler. Ms. Chandler, what do you think stresses out high school students the most?
I think it is possibly the lack of experience with time management. We have X amount of things to do and X amount of time to do them, but there are just so many other things that take priority to that, like, you know, your activities, plus you have your assignments, plus you have maybe a job and you have your friends or significant other, and you really have to focus on time management. I don't think that maybe at this age, you know, you haven't maybe experienced that enough. It's hard enough that stress can kill brain cells and cause things to, you know, it actually affects your memory and your development. Mm-hmm. So since it affects the part responsible for, like, memory and learning, if they start to get overwhelmed or stressed out, that can just slide everything back even further.
So. Thank you,
homework.
After interviewing both the students and the teachers, they pretty much correlate on what we stress about as high school students, just because, I mean, they were high schoolers once too, so it's pretty much like the workload, like most of us have jobs, relationships, like pretty much just like college too, like it's life things in general that we stress out about.
Yeah, and they get that and they understand that we're still young. And one of the teachers we interviewed said that we are dealing with an age group that has 14 to 18 year olds, and of course a 14 year old does not know how to manage time or manage what they need to get done in a school day. And that's why during high school we grow and we slowly progress and we learn how to deal with this stress. But it's great to know that they are on the same page as we are. They know what we're going through.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to Fawcett Failure. This is our last episode. I just want to say thank you for listening, everyone. Have a great day.